Gabriel! Stop that.
What? I didn't say anything.
Come on. We all know what you were thinking.
Keep it classy.
Be nice.
Never said anything.
I'm nice. Are we keeping it classy today?
I'm not sure. I look kind of ratchet.
We're walking a fine line the day after the birthday.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not me either.
I'm actually doing pretty good. For
I'm actually very good.
Mids your hair situation, you might be walking a fine line.
When are we going to turn on the cameras, by the way?
I tried hard to go to the birthday party, but I was shut down every time.
I was actually working, and I
You could have stopped by.
Matthew made an appearance at the birthday party.
How so?
We couldn't hear each other, but we did FaceTime. Yeah.
Fun. Yep. Table Talk with Rookies Family has begun, and we've jumped right into it as if we hit the ground running. And we should mention that we are not broadcasting from the Minnesota State Fair. That was last week and the last two podcasts. And I think that was really fun. What did you guys think of your first exposure to being on the front porch and actually having to perform and inform?
I loved it. I offered to take my talent to Garage Logic as a woman perspective. I was denied, but I did enjoy myself. I did receive some hate feedback.
You did? Hate feedback?
Yep.
Criticism.
Apparently I say like too many times, and some men were
like,
not happy with that.
Who would even say that about you?
I mean,
like, that is just so
but
rude.
But I've never thought of myself as a person that says like all the time, so I was dumbfounded.
I feel as if, not like.
Yes.
But Sophia says it more.
I would agree. I always catch myself saying it, and I'm like, no, stop.
Yeah.
Well, people love to hate on the people they love the most, so.
I honestly feel like I could have done better at the fair.
Why?
Oh.
I didn't really talk a lot.
Feedback for yourself.
Well, yeah, because I don't know. It was just kind of an environment that I don't really like to be like the right on the stage, and it's like now I'm on the stage. So it was
well,
a little
I
bit
think
weird
more than
to get
that,
used to.
It was that we had the guest on, and you didn't really think about asking questions.
That's true.
That's hard.
I was also for the first one. I wasn't really standing right there, and my mic wasn't on.
Gabe and I to turn on our mics, so we were just talking, and we didn't have mics on.
Nobody said anything.
No.
Okay, at podcast number 99, I would think you'd be more professional than that.
Well, maybe Dad or something's like, oh, they turn the mics off. Like, you should turn it on,
like,
and then tell me how to turn it on,
turn
too.
Turn on mic.
Well, that's now you're going to be a seasoned veteran next time you go out there. But the stress, it wasn't as bad as you guys thought. You guys were really nervous prior to.
I was a little bit, but.
Yeah, I was nervous.
Matthew, you're quiet. How did you feel?
It was a blast. I enjoyed it. It is interesting balancing between, like, you're still recording an audio-only podcast, but then you also feel like you need to entertain any people that are watching in person, so there's a kind of weird little tension. But no, I thought it went really well. I wasn't too nervous. I don't know. I always think, like, there's, I don't know how many people were actually watching us in person, maybe 20. Like,
200?
Right.
Or something. You couldn't count.
Crowd. Every podcast that goes out, there's many thousands more listening. So on, like, a podcast like this, really you should be more nervous to do this than do the one at the fair.
That's true.
We do have to say, though, and give ourselves a little pat on the back, because we did the Facebook Live, and we had over 7,000 views.
Yes!
That's
exciting.
Live thing we did.
Yes. Popping off.
That's
I love
exciting.
It.
I think
that's really fun. That's where I got my hate
you
feedback.
You guys, we're famous.
Well, considering that Garage Logic, we usually only get about 2,000, that was, I think people wanted to go, what is this a real deal or not? Is this, podcast, because everybody thinks the podcast is not real, and I told them, yeah, we really do it. It's not a bit. So if you want to get if there was a couple hours of entertainment each week, and go ahead and download it, and we appreciate that. I thought it went well. Everybody participated, and you're right. When we had the two guests on, the Nelsons on, and then Andrews, we had you know, that wasn't more of our family. That was more their family and their story. And then that second week, yes, it was more about, again, overcoming fears and getting shocked, which I went and watched that. And I, if you have not seen that video, go to Facebook on Garage Logic and look at it. Getting shocked was the most hilarious part of that entire podcast. When everybody dropping it and knowing it's coming, was I thought was very entertaining.
I also think that Sophia's reaction to holding the snake was pretty funny.
I've never seen myself that scared in my entire life. I loved looking at my face. I was terrified.
When it was closing in, when it was squeezing your hand, I saw the horror.
I was so scared. That was terrifying.
It would have been so funny if he like didn't stop and they couldn't undo it and your finger just like fell off.
Oh, that'd be real hilarious.
All I could think about was in Cheaper by the Dozen 1 when the snake is going around the party. That was how I envisioned this ending.
If this thing gets loose, it's loose.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate you guys coming out to the front porch. That was very bold of you, and the state fair is all done. I thought it was a complete success, and I know that all the vendors probably wanted more people. They've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The vendors really made up for.
I saw, compared to 2019, which was the last state fair, attendance was down by about 1 million this year.
And that was a half. Record year.
Oh, it was half?
Roughly. Didn't we just get about 2 million the,
oh,
in
2019?
Yes.
Yeah. Now I understand. I thought you were saying half a million. But yeah. And so that's, I feel like that's a lot of people.
I also think, though, that 2019 could be an anomaly and that this was partially a correction of that. I mean, granted, COVID played a ton, played a large role in it.
Yeah.
But I feel like that number is not realistic to sustain that.
They've been pretty consistently getting in at least like 1.8, though, haven't they?
Yes, the later years, 2019 was their record. That was their record year, and Jerry Hammer did say, "We're not going to equate that every single year, especially with COVID. Now, who knows down the road?" But he said that probably will never be topped as a result of some people still probably staying away because of COVID in the future.
And I think I think this year you can't. I mean. You can't judge that because there's no way that we are going to have any kind of record this year with COVID.
Right.
Even though going to the state fair was so nice because there just was not the amounts of people.
Right. But okay. So we went the 2 Fridays, obviously, to do the show and then we stayed afterwards. And it was so nice because there weren't that many people there. It was easy to walk around. You didn't have to wait in lines. You could get tables.
But, it was an awesome fair.
Right.
Yeah.
But then Dad and Sophia and I went back on Saturday and met some people, and it was a whole nother experience.
It was awful.
It was the state fair of old.
I was so scared.
And
everyone
Gabe was there
around.
Later.
Yeah, I was. It was a very interesting night there.
Oh, yeah. Tell about what happened when you were there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that second Saturday is kind of infamous for mischief.
Yeah.
Mids was caught up in some trouble.
Well, I didn't even know what was happening, but all of a sudden...
I wish you could see his face right now.
First of all, about 4, maybe 5 times, everybody will start sprinting to a fight. And then it's like, oh, there's a big circle, everybody's screaming, everybody's yelling, and it's like, oh, then the fight's done. They last about 30, 40 seconds, and then you just... Everybody goes back to whatever they were doing.
Terrible.
To the corn dogs and
so that was interesting. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts running away from the midway.
And Midge is like,
all my friends are like, oh my God, are we getting shot up? Like,
but
what's going on?
The whole fair was running.
It was, there was everybody was running. And it was like, what the heck?
What is
going on?
And I hope it was just some random dude that said, watch what I do here. Run! And everybody they don't know why they're running, but they're looking back going, where are we going?
You guys had such a sad commentary on society. Yes.
That's pathetic.
But it's not, it was the fact that the state troopers were there in like full like armored gear, like
riot
holding
gear.
Their like, and every if you looked at them, every single one of their hands was on their gun on their holster.
Oh my God. Every single
one of them. And I was looking around and I was like, I've never seen that before. I don't know what is going on.
Your girl would have been out. You did
That's
the right thing.
I saw like I think it was like 3 more, and a golf cart showed up, and they were all wearing helmets and like armored vests and holding like big guns.
Bye.
And I was
scary.
Like, I think it's our time that we
Bye.
Should probably leave.
So did you figure out why everybody was running?
No,
well,
everybody just started running.
Okay,
there
so
was supposedly somebody snuck a gun inside. And then I did see a group of three people get escorted out with probably 15, 20 cops. And
yeah.
I don't know if that
there,
was the
there
people
were some
they were
other
looking
stories
for.
Too, where supposedly they had to shut down the gates early. Because of what was happening inside, and then some people at the front gate got angry that they were not being let in, and they caused trouble at the front gate.
Oh, my chili dog.
And I think they hit one of the ticket takers.
Oh,
and
sad.
It, the whole night, I think, got a little chaotic. But
poor Al, just trying to sell tickets, gets knocked up
yeah.
in the head.
I just forgot about this until right now when I was leaving. All of us, like, we're kind of waiting for to get our group to go back all in the shuttle because, I don't know. And I look behind me because I hear some woman that's just, like, screaming at somebody. And it's a couple that's in a fight. And then they are just screaming that the guy, like, left her somewhere for, like, 30 minutes or something.
He left me at the Department
Sounds
of
about
Agriculture.
Everybody's
building.
Just sitting here staring at them. And then they kind of went off, and my group stays there. And now they're by the gate, and she, her face is, like, bleeding.
Oh.
And then, like, a couple state troopers that were standing by the gate leaving, one of them goes, like, oh, hey, Todd, this girl's bleeding over here. He's like, just give me a second. And I was like, what the hell is
like,
happening
what?
Right now? Like,
start the bus. Start the bus.
There was rumored to be some type of, it wasn't random. The parties knew each other and there was some retaliation or somebody got beat up or, I mean, really bad. I don't
yeah,
know how critically.
There was, yeah.
And so that might be another reason. That, but that's
anyway.
Great. Okay, if there is a problem. Boom. The police presence was there.
They came and they made sure that everybody knew that they were there.
But, you know, one thing about the Minnesota State Fair, Such mentioned this in one of his last columns. He talked about what is it with the fair. When you're at the fair, you basically, everything is normal. There's a sense of normality in America, in Minnesota, in just in general, and it's not that it's a safe place, but it's a place where you feel like life is good and everything is going on normal.
Because you're just eating and drinking. Like, I'm confused. Is he talking about this, like, every year or just, like, this year?
No, he was talking about how the state, he was trying to find out why the state fair works. Why does it work every year? And, like, this year especially, it gave us some normalcy, not from COVID, but just life in general. You know, politics isn't really played, even though there's politicians everywhere. But it's just everybody coming together.
Two dogs had a great point in one of his soliloquies. it's really just tradition. It seems like
yeah,
you mm-hmm. go one year, you have to go the next.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say everyone knows what to expect when they're going to the fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think as Minnesotans, we are like loyal. Like if your family has gone to the state fair and you know Minnesotans love everything Minnesota and like we have clothing brands for our state, I think like once you start something centered around like Minnesota as a tradition, you continue.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've never missed a state fair. Even when they did the drive-through stuff, we were still going to all those events. Like I think we just embody that this is what happens. And I think part of it, too, is that we have very nice fairgrounds. Like, you're not going to a ding-ding walk around
fair,
on some dirt.
The fair does such a good job of putting together, like, a replicatable, like, high-quality fair every year.
Yeah.
There's never any wavering where they don't have enough good vendors or whatever that may be that other fairs probably have problems with.
Yes.
It's just a consistent, you know who's there, and you know they're going to perform well because the fair controls things nicely.
The atmosphere is nice. They keep care of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really make it an experience that is positive. Now, yeah, you're paying a lot to just get in, but you're paying that so they can keep it looking the way it looks.
Right. Correct. Yeah, that's exact. And that's a point well made because to maintain and, you know, the facilities that they have, they're always building a new building. They're always adding new bathrooms. So it's not as if somebody's just taking the money. All that money is reinvested by the ag department or
Minnesota Agriculture. Well, and also think too, like if the state fair had like gross grass everywhere and there was just like set it here kind of booths, mm-hmm. The experience would not be the same. You'd be like, been there, done that. It's gross. I don't need to go back.
One of my buddies, Sean, who works at the fair, was indeed up at the old wax hand site, filling that hole, that one hole. He said, I was thinking about you guys.
Wait, that hole was finally filled how many years later?
Yes, it's finally been filled.
We used to have to fill it with mulch literally. And put a rug over it so we didn't fall and kill ourselves.
Yes.
And we told them about it, and it was never taken care of.
I saw him at O'Gara's having a beer, and we were classmates, or he was a year younger than I am. And we chatted, and he's like, "Oh yeah, and when I was filming that, I was thinking about you guys, if you guys were coming back this year or not."
No,
just a little side note.
Wax Hands made its state fair debut and will not be ever coming back with Maine Dog as an employee.
It's for sale.
Yep, great all state right. fair. Let's move.
Let's
on.
Wrap up the fair here for and move on grand. To either McLaren's birthday or Matthew's move.
Matthew's move.
All right, Matthew, you're up.
Great. I moved into a new apartment.
That's all you do.
Friday. It's all I have to do.
You're a professional mover.
I feel like I've been moving for a month because I have.
Yeah.
And I moved Haley in a couple weeks ago. So we're finally, everybody's in their new apartment. It's been an interesting little fiasco of moving. So we moved on Friday. We were pretty efficient. We had some professional movers, which is great. Just three guys show up. The big truck, and we did like from the time they showed up from where we were moving out and by the time they left our new apartment, I think we were about an hour and a half, hour 45.
Oh, that's wow, that's very fast.
Which is, that's longer than our first move took, which was, we got in and out in an hour. So we're very quick with it. But we're moving into right now a big building that's 400 and some 70 units or whatever. And it's a new building, so everybody's moving in at the same time.
Oh,
so
no.
Absolute nightmare of logistics, trying to like coordinate where all the moving trucks can be, what time you can move in, and what are there enough elevators? We're one of the first units to move in, so luckily I think it's going to get worse. But so I think we got ahead of it. But we were excited how fast we got in and out, and then as we were going up to our apartment after having the movers leave, we're in the elevator, and the elevator breaks down.
Wow.
And we are at the floor that we need to get out on. It's just the door doesn't open. And it kept trying to open, and clearly something like wasn't catching. So we ended up spending about 10 minutes in the elevator stuck.
Could you pry the door open?
Well, eventually they pried it open. I wasn't messing around with
hell no.
Pry the elevator door open.
Hell no.
I would have.
No,
jumped a couple
that's
times.
When you do this to and get you out. Get sketchy stuff. Then the elevator goes down and you're done.
That's when I go.
So did you have to use the call for help thing?
So we hit the call button, and the call button calls. It seems like it calls the elevator company.
I think it does.
Yeah, and so they were like, "All right, well, did you talk to the building?" And I was on the phone trying to talk to the building. Long story short, we ended up getting out. There was another like construction worker there that like works on elevators, so he was able to just he's like, "Oh yeah, open the door, flip this switch, whatever." He got us out. But the funny thing is, maybe an hour later, Brannick and I are in the lobby carrying something up in the elevator, and we hear a guy go, "Yeah, I'm here to get some people out of the elevator."
Oh
no!
It's an hour later. And we're like, "Oh, we were stuck in an elevator, but we're out now." He goes, "Oh, okay, cool." Turns around and leaves.
Maybe it was someone else
anything.
Now.
Yeah, maybe go check it out, make sure everything's good. Oh,
he
God.
Verified nothing. Didn't make sure, like, the elevator. He's an elevator mechanic.
Yeah.
And we're like, "Oh, yeah, that was us. We're out now."
So the elevator is, like, cool. Obviously broken if it's getting stuck, and he's just deciding it does not matter.
He says, "Cool," and leaves.
Well, I will say, I once lived in a building where that happened quite frequently.
Yikes.
And, yeah. I mean, pretty much I was with my mom and dad when we lived there, and we all got stuck in there at various times. But we were always able to get the door pried open from the inside.
Yeah, that was a soft elevator. I mean, door-wise.
I got stuck in an elevator once.
Matthew's
I have a fear of elevators.
No, when Gabe and I got stuck in an elevator, that was scary. It jarred so badly that the roof of the elevator, the panels, like, went up and dust flew all over us.
It stopped. It was going,
very
and all of a
scary.
Sudden, it just like completely...
It's a sketchy old folks
at grandma's, visiting grandma.
Oh, okay.
And then
it was only like a plunge of about 7 feet because that was only the second
at
level.
At the home with like 90 and like 80 year old.
We are plunging. It's 3 feet, okay?
We were pressing like the alarm and the call button. Nobody knew that
breathe.
We were stuck in this elevator.
Yeah.
Finally, the door opened up and we tell the lady there and then she goes, well, it seems fine now. Do you want to take it down? Or Gabe and I were like, no, we're taking the stairs. Then an alarm went off there, too.
We took the elevator a couple times since. So it's all fixed and seems to be working. So
Matthew, do you have all your furniture there now, too, or not yet?
Majority of it. I did learn that I left a couple pieces of my bed at the office. And so I can't fully assemble my bed right now. But most furniture's here. A couple other things that are still arriving.
Gotcha.
One interesting thing, my bedroom and Brandon's bedroom, they don't have any lights. No light.
No overhead light?
Bedroom. No light.
Interesting.
No light in the closet. No light in the... There's a light switch.
Are they both...
Nothing.
Is there like
a
master bedroom?
Well, the light switch will turn on a lamp. Once you get lamps, that doesn't...
I have a lamp now. And I don't know, it doesn't do anything.
It should connect to the lamps.
Somehow, yeah.
You don't have the lamps plugged into the right socket then.
That's stupid. Like I put my lamp wherever I want. It should still work.
if you want it to work with the light switch, you got to find the corresponding socket to the light switch.
Yeah. Still, insane to me. I don't even know how it can be legal to not have light. It's like even the North End that was built in 1600 has light. It's a brand new building, no light.
Do you have a light in your bedroom?
Yeah, but I don't turn it on. I use my lamp. I'm not an overhead light person.
Neither.
Lamp everything. Lamp
yes.
gang or
well,
die.
I didn't have a lamp until yesterday. Haley gave me a lamp. So now I have a lamp.
Matthew. It's pretty easy to just order that on Amazon.
Side note, aren't you happy that you were not stuck in the elevator with the movers? Who are just looking at their watch going, well, it looks like it's going to be another hour here, sir. And you're like, no, I can't afford that.
That'll be another $200.
Exactly. Yes. That was smart to get movers.
Yeah, overall, though, pretty good move. This is a side note. I have been looking for art for my room.
Yes.
And I wanted, like, an actual art piece. I didn't want, like, a print or anything. And so I was looking on Facebook Marketplace, and I found I like abstract art, and I found some cool art. They had this artist had a bunch of different paintings down there. So I messaged them. The artist, or I guess the like Facebook page, is called Caden and Crew. Caden spelled C-A-D-E-N,
mm-hmm.
And Caden is he's like 4 or 5 years old, and he's autistic. And they paint him and his like two little brothers and his mom paint and do these awesome abstract artwork. So I ended up ordering one of their pieces, and all of their profits goes to pay for therapy for kids with autism. But I'm mentioning it because you guys should go and pull up the art that this kid does.
Yeah, I just wrote it down.
They're on Instagram, Caden and Crew Activities, and they have cadenandcrew.com. We are a charitable initiative selling our art to give children that have been diagnosed with autism the therapy they need. Cadenandcrew.com is their website.
What's the Instagram?
It is Caden and spelled out Crew Creatives. Caden and Crew Creatives.
Caden is
C-A-D-E-N. C-A-D-E-N.
Oh, there's no Y?
No.
The piece I bought, $100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Another artist along that same route is Jimmy Regan, local artist.
Yeah.
I really follow him on Facebook, and I love what he does too.
Yeah, he does incredible.
But stuff. His work is more expensive than $100.
Significantly.
Yes, yes.
Really, really cool.
Yes, he's extremely talented.
Oh, look at that one. A four-year-old painted that?
I don't know. They don't do, like, a ton of art, this Caden and crew. They don't have, like, a ton of stuff. Like, they maybe only have a few paintings available at a time because they're not, like, pumping these out. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But there is most of their sales are done through Facebook Marketplace. So check them out there.
That's awesome.
The artist in person, but
I never thought about doing that. I always, you know, you think about just Googling art, real art pieces, and, you know, somebody that's not super famous. Again, this is $100, and, you know, the proceeds go to help kids with autism, which is great. But that is kind of neat to have just a unique, rather than going to get a, you know, go to Target or TJ Maxx and get a print that, you know, 400 other people already have.
It's McLaren's.
Because I can't buy Ashley Longshore. So if someone out there would like to donate an Ashley Longshore painting for me, I would graciously accept. It would be the kindest thing someone's ever done.
She has her collages.
A while ago, I went to a friend's house and he had a record player.
Yeah.
And he was, I opened a record player and it didn't, records come with like these posters.
Yeah.
I like those posters.
Wait, you're talking about
With a record.
No.
It'll be like, they'll come with like some sort of poster.
Well, not all of them.
I don't know. But the ones that he showed me were like sick posters. And I was like,
folded up inside.
Yeah, it comes like with inside like the vinyl thing.
Like a Farrah Fawcett.
Nope, you lost us.
He showed me that one, and I was like, "Wow!"
He showed you Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah,
Dad, he's kidding.
In the red swimsuit.
Matt gave us no idea.
One the red swimsuit, I know the name, but I don't even know anything about it.
Red Fawcett.
May she rest in peace.
Yeah,
yeah. That's we were talking about it.
The record players are really cool. They have some cool things.
I would love to have a record player.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get you one for Christmas.
Yeah, they're actually really cool.
That'd be a fun Christmas
gift. Collection.
Yeah. I don't even understand how records work.
It blows my mind. And you can connect to different speakers.
And then I actually don't understand how CDs work. Like, I get so confused by...
But you don't question like Bluetooth or like iTunes, Spotify, like.
So honestly, I question a lot of it, but for some reason, a record is just weird to me, because they have that little thing that like goes around on it.
And you have to be extremely careful with them.
Yes,
oh, seriously?
You do.
Yeah.
They scratch easily.
Yeah, he's like, you don't touch the. Like, you touch it from the sides because you can mess up.
You don't
want to
get fingerprints on that.
Do you have to wear like gloves? Like, would it be smart to wear gloves?
No, but you can have a velvet thing that you can clean the album with.
Like a rag.
And use some album cleaner, too, if you need to.
What's the material? Like dry erase board.
Okay.
Well, I think it's more velvety than that.
Okay, yeah. I have sent the picture of Farrah Fawcett that was extremely popular in the 1970s.
Is that an album cover?
No.
No.
It was a poster that all the... boys had in their rooms.
Great. That's perfect timing on that chuckle, Matthew.
Did you have that in yours?
No, Charlie's Angels was banned in my house, so we couldn't watch that.
I had the Charlie's Angels Barbie dolls, and then I had the Charlie's Angels tree house that went with the Barbies.
Balling out.
I loved that show.
Wasn't
I could watch
it. Inappropriate?
No.
What is
Charlie's Angels? I thought that the Charlie's Angels was inappropriate.
No.
Well, we couldn't watch
they
it.
They solved crime.
Bosley and Mr.
And
Rourke.
I thought they were like
what
sexy
on Channel
women.
Two.
Mr. Rourke?
Why was it banned in your house?
They were women in charge, which that was a good thing.
Yes. And Gabe, you...
Get these women on TV.
I'm not going to watch the show,
I thought
Dad.
They
Don't
were
tell
like
me
sexy
that I don't like
girls
it.
That would be like, Charlie, what can we do for
Kate
you?
Kate Jackson was the hottest.
But you couldn't watch it, so how do you know?
I was
he
told
snuck
from
it.
Friends.
We would have, sneak watch.
We would have Charlie's Angels parties in like Daimler's basement. No, I'm kidding. Really.
Which one did you dress up as?
That was a good one.
He was friend to be Kate Jackson.
Yeah, Kate Jackson was the hot one. Everybody wanted Farrah and Jacqueline Smith.
She was not hot at all. Kate Jackson was
the brainy.
Like the hair cut to here, you know.
Oh, she wasn't butch.
Brainy.
Hang on. Yeah, she was sexy. She wasn't beautiful.
No, she was
not. She wasn't beautiful.
Let me be the judge.
She was attractive.
What was her name?
Kate Jackson.
Kate Jackson.
Yes. It was Kate Jackson, Jacqueline Smith, and Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, this lady, there is no way she's cute.
Let me see.
Why are you dissing on her?
This is what she looks like now.
Well, yeah, not.
Oh,
that's
well,
not
she looks good now.
I don't
now.
Care what she looks like
she
now.
She looks better now than she did on the show.
No, she was.
This is her on the
not.
Show?
The older pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not very cute.
Let's check
she's
ourselves
special.
In this situation.
No, she's very right. plain.
No, she's better than yeah, that. Anyway, funny. I don't know how we got so far off she track play. Here, but...
All right, are we done with your move, Matthew, or do you have more?
No, that's it.
All right.
Well, that's right, because we started talking about art. That's how we got onto that.
Let's move on then to the birthday celebration. Again, it's a kind of bizarre date to have a birthday, 9/11, and it was especially different this year with the 20-year anniversary. So it was more out there maybe than most years. And I think... as a parent, I had to make a decision a long time ago when McLaren was little that the focus was on her birthday and not on the 9/11 events, which was easy to overshadow a birthday, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, and she had, like, the first few years were very hard for her. She didn't like her birthday. She wanted a different birthday.
I don't even know why I'm like kind of getting emotional right now.
I was going to say, is McLaren crying yet?
I actually have some tears, but there's no, like, I'm not even like, feeling
just
sentimental.
Special.
Well, and then I think as she got older, she began to understand how special that was to share her birthday with the people that gave up their lives on that day.
It's also one of my friend's dad's birthday.
That oh, McLaren's who's that?
Should I say that?
Oh, I don't know.
BFJ or BHJ.
The big fat giant?
Nah,
that's all I can think of was the big friendly giant.
No.
Oh,
what's,
I know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mom is now crying as well.
I'm not crying.
I don't know why. I'm not even crying. I just had some tears go down.
You're just hungover.
I think I She's hungover.
I just mean, I really wanted my McDonald's breakfast sandwich.
So. Her birthday was yesterday. We did go out to dinner.
Yes. We had
Sophia,
a good dinner.
Sophia, McLaren, Dad, and I. Gabe was working, and Matthew didn't come home for her birthday.
He's stuck only, in an elevator.
I'm only kidding, Matthew. Yeah. We had a nice dinner, and then the girls went out to celebrate with all of McLaren's
we
friends.
We did. I crammed about, 13 people maybe with everyone there at one point into my little apartment.
First entertaining.
It was my first entertaining space, and then
did anyone eat the cake?
I got a full cake. Someone ate one layer.
Oh no!
I put it out. No one touched it.
Oh no!
Yeah,
can you bring it to school and put it in the teacher's lounge tomorrow?
That or
Gabe's like
no. I like DQ cake. And that is really, like, as far as my cake.
So, just to tell you what this cake was, McLaren, when she was growing up, she liked those big round cookie cakes.
Yum.
And I thought, oh, you know what? I'm just going to run and buy one of those. It's an easy thing. She can cut it up and serve it to her friends. And I went to get it, and they didn't have that. But they had this cookie cake, still a cookie cake, but it was small cookies all piled up. On top of each other.
Like a mountain of cookie.
And bound together with buttercream frosting and all these colors. It was very unattractive.
It was, everyone
I'm
looked at it and was like, what the
it
hell
is
that?
It was probably one of the ugliest cakes I've ever seen. But
it was fun.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to try it.
I think it's just
chocolate
used
chip
the
cookies.
Scraps.
Like it's obviously going to be good.
Someone ate a layer of it. I have no idea.
It
who
was
ate
not
it,
me.
But I would really like to. You might not even know if you
no,
ate it.
No, I don't really like cookie cake that much. I like a bite. And
you'll have to tell her that she didn't have any.
Well, that's why I thought it was good because you could just grab one cookie.
I put it out, but no one. And they're all like, "We're going to sing happy birthday," and I was like, "We're not singing happy birthday."
It looked like an art project you guys would have done.
I told you should have had the cake at
honestly,
our house.
I, I don't know who would have made that because it didn't look like it was professionally made.
I think it was scraps.
Set it here. I could make a much better cake
myself. I think
myself.
It was scraps.
Well, they had more than one.
Someone asked if you made it.
Mine would look much better.
You did the Barbie
like,
booze
no.
cake,
she
remember.
Paid 10 yeah. bucks for that.
She made a custom Barbie booze
Ten
cake
bucks.
For Sophia.
10 bucks.
Yeah, that was the cutest cake ever.
That was really
anyway,
cute.
Okay, so.
But yeah, no, we had a nice night. We went down to the bar underneath where I live. Had a lot of fun.
Do the bartenders know you?
No, they do not.
Not yet.
So that's good. That's always a good thing.
I have a question for you yeah. guys. Have you heard of the band Paddy Wagon?
Nope.
No.
Never mind then.
Nope.
Never sorry.
That's that was the band that played yesterday at
Shamrocks. I saw they posted about that.
And the entire night, people were coming in asking me if Paddy Wagon was there. And I was like, well, I don't know like what that is. But then I put two and two together, and apparently they're super popular. And
so
it was, the place was
now,
packed.
Two things you need to know. Yeah. Well, who is the band performing in the soup of the
before,
day?
Before, earlier in the night, we had this like new packet thing that was up there that I was looking at with the server. And Paddy, like, it says all of the bands and, like, the beers of the night and everything. And Paddy Wagon was, like, we were talking about that. But then it never clicked in my brain that's like, oh, like, they're playing here.
You know what's really funny?
What?
The fact that we tell Mids that he needs to know the soup of the day.
I
he's
won't
never
know
gonna
the,
need to
no.
know the soup of the day.
Every day
but the fact
in.
That we have made that the one thing he needs to know as a host.
Right.
What the soup of the day is.
Here's where that stems from. I like to have soup.
Mom. And you're honestly out of all of the times like I have essayed look in the kitchen, the only people I've seen eating the soup are the people that work there.
The well, and mom good. Is very good. Yes. I can't eat hamburgers, so I get different things.
I'll eat a hamburger.
Well, right. good on you.
I'm ready to jump on the bandwagon again, get back on the horse. That was a good one last night.
Get on the paddy wagon.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, they had these. There's. I don't know. They're pretty good.
Warm what are we doing for dinner tonight?
I am making chicken enchiladas.
I'm going to Mids. I'm eating at Jermach's by myself at the bar.
All right.
Like that's
not
got,
people do that a lot. Like, that's not that
weird.
We
got bikes in an hour.
Yeah, I know. We are going to run it down here quick. I wanted to run something by you guys. I know that you guys have never had one, but you know people that have had fake IDs. What's the running cost for a fake ID, roughly, from people that you may know that have
what,
purchased
it's be
one?
Like
I would
100.
Say 80. 80 yeah. is pretty, yeah. like...
For a good one.
Yeah.
80 to 100.
Yeah.
But if you could probably get one for like 30 bucks, but it doesn't have scan or have
They're gonna put like a sticker on there and someone's gonna be able to yeah. peel the sticker right off.
Okay.
For a decent one though, probably 80 to 100.
Yeah.
All right. Let me run this by you. Let's pretend you don't want to get vaccinated. Your anti-vaccination.
Oh yeah.
It is every single damn
just
podcast.
Wait a there's a rise in
how
the, there's a rise in the number of people joining websites to get fake vaccination cards. Sellers for those fake cards are significantly high. From August to September, the price for a fake card doubled to $200, and sellers.
You.
It kept going up.
The other thing is, they're so easy to reproduce.
I'm just
going to
say it's the easiest thing.
There's nothing
thing.
Special
literally
about
take
the
mine
card.
And copy it.
Right.
White out.
How would you know?
Yeah, it's dumb.
That'd be the easiest thing ever to fake.
Yeah.
But I just thought how much effort people are putting into making a fake vaccination card and then having to order one.
Okay, but couldn't you just, isn't it just a piece of paper?
Literally.
Pretty much.
Like you could just print it out. Mine's a piece of paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a straight piece of paper.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's all it is. Mine's not even laminated. I thought I was going to get mine laminated.
You can't get them laminated, but you can get a little pouch. I'm going to order a pouch.
I don't understand the purpose of getting vaccinated.
Oh, my God.
I'm vaccinated.
We got
why
hate
am I
mail.
Vaccinated?
We got hate mail for talking about this.
Okay.
But why am I vaccinated if I can still get COVID?
That you can get the...
Why?
It lessens the symptoms. It doesn't mean you can't get it. It just means you won't have as severe a case.
I don't
it's the
need,
same like, as the flu.
I love how no one knows anything about it,
You can still get
though.
The flu.
I was taught my whole life when you get a vaccine, you're not going to get the whatever.
That's not true. If you get you can still get chicken pox even though you've had the chicken pox vaccine. It's just not going to be that severe.
I've never gotten chicken pox.
You did not. Sophia did.
I did. I was out of school. It was great.
I don't know. I was always. Okay. This is the first time I'm hearing that apparently vaccines don't protect you from.
Well, do a bit of research next time.
Matthew, where are you watching that football game today?
At my apartment. I need to run to the grocery store quick, though, so we gotta wrap this up.
Okay, we can do that. Too. And how's your Wi-Fi? You all set with that?
No, I'm. Damn it, you reminded me of it. I forgot.
Do you not have set up Wi-Fi in your apartment?
You have to activate it. So we have Xfinity's built into the apartment.
Matt, it takes 2 seconds.
No, because, oh my God, it is such a effing nightmare. Because they do stupid stuff like, we're going to send you the email verification. Like, click the link in the email to verify your email. And then you get the verification email, and there's no link. It's a code. But there's nowhere to enter a code because they're looking for you to click a link. And then they'll do stuff like, sign up and set up your Xfinity account here. And you're like, cool, here's username, password, great. And then it'll say, we don't recognize a user with this email. It's like, right, because I'm signing up right now.
Sounds like you better get that set before the Viking game.
It sounds like they could use some tech help.
Yeah, because mine was the easiest thing ever. The only problem with mine was
the one with the software company should...
We're in a loop.
Figure it out.
Me and Brad, we're in a loop. We can't get out of the Xfinity loop.
The person didn't cancel their account when I was trying to set up. So I did have to call, and they were able to cancel it. And then I set mine up in, what, like a 2 minute, Sophia? Like, it was so quick. Because I have the Wi-Fi in my apartment, too.
It seems straightforward, and yet we can't seem to get it.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up here on the... podcast, Table Talk with Rookies Family.
Go
We're
Vikes.
All over social media. Yes, go Vikes.
Skol.
Oh.
Skol.
You guys are nuts.
Wow.
You
girls.
Guys are nuts.
I'll be sleeping the entire game.
I predict a big win over Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Did you also see, just in closing, Florida State losing to Jackson State? Did you see that Hail Mary play?
Wait.
What?
Gabe's got an announcement.
I have an announcement?
Yes.
I turned my mic off already.
Wait, you have an announcement. What did you just see?
Oh, yeah. This is big.
A football game is taking place, and it's big news.
CDH for St. Thomas.
Let's let them go, baby.
It's about time.
What day?
We are going to that.
Friday.
No.
I would imagine.
Is this Friday, like 17th?
No, it wouldn't be the county fair.
Yeah. I have three things going on.
It might be.
Let them talk.
It is, yeah. Friday, September 17th, 7 p.m. TCL.
What? You're actually kidding me.
All right.
What idiots did that? What idiots? Okay.
I don't know.
We're going to the game.
CDH is just going to get destroyed, though. Like, it's not going to be fun.
Well, they might be up for the
game. Some of us might be on one side. Some of us might be on the other. Just like high school.
Gabe will be sitting by me, huh? Mom's way over there.
I'm wearing my Cadet sweatshirt. And foam finger.
Go ahead, Matt.
Sophia, your school as well, first D1 win yesterday.
I know,
yes.
That's exciting.
Let's go.
Oh,
with
really?
The unbelievable score of 12-9.
Wow. What the heck?
That is crazy.
All right, that's very exciting.
Where's the location of the game?
Yeah.
TCO Field.
Yes, TCO.
What?
Oh, really?
What's TCO?
TCO. It's like the Vikings facility.
This is lit.
Oh, I have three commitments now that night.
Let's go get a drink.
Play the music.
Let's go get some mimosas, huh?
Doses and mimosas.
Matthew.
Dog.
Catch you later, bro. This is Table Talk, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.